Okay, so let's talk about Section 752 since I've been talking about it a bit and how that works. So we have a 50-50 partnership. A contributes $50. B contributes $100, but the property or the property that B contributes is encumbered by $50 of debt. So the net that B is contributing is the same thing as A is contributing, $50 of value. But what happens with A's basis, A has a $50 basis from its contributed cash, but A also has $25 of additional basis based upon his 50% of the $50 of debt that A is deemed to have assumed, that $50 of partnership liability. Thus, A's basis gets to $75. The same thing works for B, except now we're talking about the decrease in partnership liabilities. Remember, B had 100% of that liability when he owned the property by himself before he contributed it. But when he contributed it to the partnership, there's a deemed relief of liability of 50% of that $50 property liability. So B's basis was the $100 in the property minus the $25 of debt relief, so to speak, that B received. So that's how we, So that's B's basis. So now let's go to this section 704D, which is the first filter. And this is in page 8 of your materials. And so I'm going to give a practical example. I got called, I represent a client that has a distillery. If you hang around long enough, you get some really good clients, you know? So I have a client that has a distillery. It was a startup, and the founder put nothing in but sweat, put in no money. She got an investor. The investor put up $1 million or whatever the number was needed to get things started. So at the end of the first year, and there's no real liability because banks typically don't loan to startups without a guarantee, so the investor just put up the $1 million. So at the end of the year, we have a $300,000 loss. The founder wants 50% of that $300,000 loss because the founder, she's a 50-50 partner with the investor. What's the problem? 704D. Did she contribute any money? No. Does she have any share partnership liabilities? No. So she has no basis. So she's going to get no loss. So the loss can't be a 50-50 allocation. Or the partnership agreement could allocate it that way, but she's not going to be able to take that loss unless she has an obligation to restore a deficit capital account, but we're not going to go down that road today. So that's how it comes into play. And 704D is a calculation at the end of the year that you do before you allocate losses. So the basis at the beginning of the year, you take the contributions of property, this depreciation, our depletion, the increase in share partnership liabilities. Then the same calculation we went through in terms of 705. You have the distributions, less their share of expenses, depletion, blah, 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 and you get to where we are. Now, there's an interesting thing that happened in TCJA with respect to deductions or partnership contributions, charitable contributions. And here's the change. So these facts, and this is on page 5 of your materials, more detail. So A and B have a partnership where they're contributing, they have $50 a basis. The partnership has a capital loss of $100, and the partnership also has income of $40, okay? Now, the partnership had some property in which it had an adjusted basis of $100, but the fair market value of that property is $400. So now you have $300 of built-in gain. The partnership is going to give that property to charity. So what happens is that the new rules allow this $150 charitable contribution deduction, whereas it would not have before for the partnership. So they get a $150 deduction without recognizing any income. It's a pretty sweet deal because they don't have to recognize the built-in gain as if the partnership sold the property first for $400, recognized at $300 a game. Pretty sweet deal. So let's walk through this on how this works. So here's the example. Again, I think this is on like page 5 or 6 of the materials. So the partner's basis was $50. Their share of the $40 of income was 20. So their total basis before we start taking reductions is 70. Their share of half of the $100 capital loss is 50. So their adjusted basis before the charitable contribution is 20. So the charitable contribution, remember, the adjusted basis in the property was 100. So it's $50. So there's a disallowed 704D loss. In the meantime, though, they got a $150 charitable contribution. Pretty sweet deal. And there's a proportionate disallowance rule that I'm not going to get into, but it shows, again, you know, we had this $60 total partnership disallowed loss in this scenario, and it's allocated between the short-term capital loss and the long-term capital loss.